I'm Jim Nichols, and this is the Life with Grace and Peace podcast. Thank you for choosing to spend a little bit of your week with me. In this podcast, I share short thoughts, places where I'm being deepened or encouraged in the life of faith. Depending on the season, we may spend a good bit of our time living with a particular book or section of scripture. Some weeks, I may just interact with what's going on in the world, and occasionally, I may have a friend join me to discuss the areas of faith and life that I think, well, maybe we could all benefit from. All of this is coming from a place that God is inviting me to deepen and grow. It's coming from a place where I'm being welcomed into being the best version I can be for the sake of the kingdom of God that is in a million different ways crashing all around us. So again, I'm thankful you're joining me, and I'm honored to spend these moments together. My prayer is that as we spend this time, we will sense the guiding presence of Holy Spirit as we walk deeper into the life of grace and peace. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Psalm chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. There's some pretty significant good news to share today. I hope you're settled in and ready for this, because this is the kind of news that, well, it causes reactions. Are you ready? Here it comes. He is still risen. It is still Easter. The grave is still empty. The stone still remains toppled over. He is alive. I had to chuckle quite a bit over the last several weeks as I read the reports from the media claiming that Easter wasn't going to happen because of the pandemic. Well, bad news for those whose job it is to report that story. Easter not only did happen, it has happened, and it will not stop happening. Easter is so much more than a day to get dressed up and drag our non-attending church friends, neighbors, and family members to our sanctuaries. Easter is the event that resuscitated a dead creation and breathed a new breath of life into a world full of dry bones. Easter certainly took place on Sunday, and yes, it was different than most of us could have ever imagined, but declarations of hope were proclaimed louder than ever, even in the midst of so much death, fear, loss. Easter broke out in untold ways. And Easter will continue to break out, will continue to do so in the lives of praise that you and I walk, talk, and share throughout this valley. During this Eastertide season, I thought it would be helpful to spend time with what some folks call the Easter Psalms. And I realize that the Psalms predate the story of Jesus. In fact, they were his prayers. The Psalms also continued, however, to be used by the early church to declare the praise of God. These Psalms had found a new life, or maybe better stated, a deeper fulfillment because of Jesus. In chapter 8, we're introduced to the first praise psalm in the book. Some Bible scholars believe that Psalm 7 offers a vow and that Psalm 8 is the fulfillment to that vow. Well, what is it that is happening here? We see the author breaking out into an energetic string of words that not only show a deep amount of trust and joy, but they make me as a reader experience something I deeply need right now. The praise is so compelling that it fills me with a deep sense of peace. How is it so? How can 3,000-year-old words of celebration and praise make me feel peace? How is it that reading these words, when the world seems so chaotic and out of control, how can they offer a sense of calm that feels unexplainable? Can I let you in on a little secret that the psalmist, at least I think the psalmist, clearly had figured out? When faced with the uncontrollable chaos of the universe, it's a good idea to remember the one who holds it all in the palm of a hand. This psalm of praise is a psalm of perspective. It invites me to see wonder and awe instead of panic and dread. It reminds me of the greatness of God. Just look at that opening line. Oh, our Lord God, how majestic is your name. Your glory is greater than all. Oh, get this. The majesty of God is God's reputation. This royal splendor goes before God. God's glory is something that dwarfs anything else that we could comprehend. Those aren't words that we use all that often, majesty and glory. It's a shame. It's a shame we don't experience or see them more often because they're really good ideas. They paint a picture in our minds. They make you stand a little straighter as you say them. They're words that elevate our mind beyond the mundane and the ho-hum. Truly, I think that's what the psalmist is trying to do, to get us to see beyond. After majestic and glorious, the psalmist says of God that praise is the natural language of children and infants. It's what they are born speaking. It's that kind of praise that displaces the world's madness and power grabbing. It upends the enemies of God. Praise becomes a powerful counter testimony to all of the claims of chaos. Looking at creation, the author is in awe that God chose humanity, those made in God's very own image, and to whom God gave charge, dominion, authority over everything else created. Think of that. God made us to care for the created order, to rule as he would rule. I mean, goodness, if that doesn't make us stop for a second and say, wow, I'm not sure what will. But that's the point of the hymn. A lot of the dominion we experience is broken and seems wrong. Why? Well, is it because it doesn't start with the majesty and glory of God, but with our own self-importance? That's the secret of the psalmist. It's the focus of wonder and awe that changes perspective. It's almost as if I can hear the author saying, you having a bad day or a bit of a pity party because things look so cuckoo? Remember the majesty and glory, the beauty and wellness of God, and watch what happens. Choose instead to live from a perspective of praise and watch how peace will settle into your soul. On this week after the yearly festival of Easter, in the middle of a pandemic, the likes of which we haven't seen since the Black Death of the 1300s, with death rates rising, fear gripping so many lives, let's take a page from the author of Psalm 8, from the Psalms of Easter. Let's choose praise. Let's pause and stare at the beauty of creation, a night sky, a spring breeze whipping across the trees, the chirps of birds, the joy of neighbors walking through the neighborhood. Let's notice the creation we've been given responsibility for. And as we do, let's remember the stunning, creative, awe-inspiring God who gave it to us. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. It brings you praise in heaven above. You have taught children and babies to sing praises to you because of your enemies, and so you silence your enemies and destroy those who try to get even. I look at your heavens, which you made with your fingers. I see the moon and stars, which you created. But why are people even important to you? Why do you take care of human beings? You made them a little lower than angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put all things under their control, all the sheep, the cattle, the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that lives under the water. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. Next week on the Life with Grace and Peace podcast, we're going to continue this journey with the Psalms of Easter by looking at a little longer psalm than today's from Psalm chapter 8. We're going to explore Psalm chapter 107, a psalm in which the author has experienced the darkness and has seen a lot of the rough parts of life, and yet through it, he is still invited to praise, to be lost in awe of God, to know that God's love endures forever. So I hope you'll join me for that time together. I also hope that if this has been a blessing to you, that you'll take an opportunity and share it with someone else. Let them know about this time. And then also go on to the podcast page and leave a review. I'd really appreciate that. I'd love to hear your thoughts and to know how this is blessing you. Until we meet again, I pray that you will know the love of the Father, the grace of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, wherever you walk, you will find yourself living deeper and deeper into a life with grace and peace.